Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thank you for joining us this afternoon. It was 6 months ago today that there was a parade in Highland Park, Illinois. It was a 4th of July parade. Everyone was excited, and I think you know the rest of the story. It's even hard to talk about today, and I can't imagine people who were there. Dr. Sheena McKenzie is a Highland Park-based pediatrician. She treated several of the 4th of July shooting victims. Thank you for joining us on the show. I can imagine you're in a very reflective mood today, but I think you're also energized to get something done.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's been the last 6 months have not been at all what I expected, but certainly I've taken what I went through and the community went through and have joined forces with this organization called March 4th to try and get our legislators to get change. We need change. We need to protect our communities.
And faith leaders from Chicago to Highland Park are now calling as well on state lawmakers to pass a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. In fact, 75 pastors, rabbis, they sent a letter to the Illinois legislature urging it to pass Protect Illinois Communities Act during the five-day lame duck session, which starts today. I would imagine that you have been out speaking, reaching out, talking to people as well about this issue.
Yes, actually, Protect Illinois Communities, we've gotten together about close to 400 physicians who have submitted an open letter also in approval of the Protect Illinois Communities Act. You know, we need legislation nationally, but we'll take it at the state level. We know that states that have strong gun laws have lower injury rates for children. So we need this for our state, too.
And do you think it will withstand court challenges?
You know, honestly, I can't speak very much to that. I think there is more to that than I'm an expert in. But what I do know is that we have so much evidence that supports this. I attended the testimonies, the public hearings, and we heard from physicians, survivors, law enforcement that are all in support of this. And we know that the majority of public citizens support this, too. So I think there's a lot of energy that's pushing this in that direction.
Dr. Sheena McKenzie is a Highland Park-based pediatrician. Not usually your typical day, I would imagine, on July 4th, when you end up treating people who were torn apart by the weapons that were used by Robert Cremo III. Had you ever seen anything like this before?
You know, I've treated victims of gun violence before, but an assault weapon is entirely different. That type of weapon is just meant to shred apart tissue. So had I ever seen anything like that before? No, never in my life. But it's becoming the reality for so many people in healthcare. We keep seeing so many mass shootings, and the assault weapons are what's at the bottom of all of them. So it's becoming our reality.
And when you went to D.C. with the March 4th group, how were you received? And do you feel your voice was heard?
I think we had some really great, productive conversations with senators and representatives across the aisle. Obviously, the bill did not go through last year, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. We're ready to go back, and we're ready to have it happen this year. We know that people support this. We just need to get our legislators to see that and join us and get this weapons ban passed.
We have to get our legislators in D.C. just to pick a Speaker of the House today. That seems to be job one right now before they can do anything. It gets frustrating.
Well, the thing is, we get that change isn't easy, but our point is that this is totally not political. This is a public health issue. This is the number one killer of children in our country. We can't argue against that. We need them to see that and to understand that this is simple. If we pass this bill, we'll save more lives. We'll save more kids' lives. That's what it comes down to.
And if people want more information about March 4th, you have a website, right?
We do, yeah, March 4th. You can go on social media or on our website, find out more about us. We are looking for people that want to join us on our trips to D.C., help us call senators. We are all volunteers. Everyone is doing this because we want our community safer, and we could use all the help.
And what do you say to those people who are absolutely against any kind of ban?
You know, I luckily had the opportunity to talk with some of those folks at the testimony at the public hearings. And I think that people are understandably afraid of their Second Amendment rights being infringed upon. And I think what we need to do is have honest conversations about how assault weapons are not part of what we need to have access to with our Second Amendment rights. Those are weapons of war that shouldn't be on our streets. And just because there are good people that want them doesn't stop bad people from getting them. And we need to reduce gun violence. We have data that shows that this works. And we need to get these weapons off our streets.
Dr. McKenzie, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you jumping on the radio with us this afternoon. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. Then we're going to talk to the president of the Magnificent Mile Association. There's a pop-up shop on the Mag Mile that's pretty cool that features all Chicago products. I want to know more. I thought maybe you would too. What's going on, Mary?